welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Melissa Hurley, and with me today is Catherine Sweeney, editor of the methyl methacrylate report. She's going to tell us about the ongoing August contract talks and the current market situation. Hi, Catherine. So how are August contract negotiations going?
Hi, Melissa. August MMA contract talks are drawing to a close, and the remaining talks are expected to have been concluded by the end of this week. At the moment, contracts have concluded an increase, mainly a double-digit increase, with the extent of which depending on the starting point.
So what's driving the increases?
Supply-demand dynamics this month. So for the propylene and the acetone contracts for August, both of which settled at a rollover, meaning that feedstock's not as much of a key part of the negotiations this time. Supply has continued to tighten over the last month or so, and spot prices have gradually edged higher. Combined with this, we're also seeing sustained robust demand from both plastics and coatings. On the coating side, although there's not been a great, you know, crescendo in demand this time, it's been a steady, constant coatings demand, and it means that this year has actually been a pretty good coating season. At this stage, players aren't really seeing any wavering in demand from that sector, and because of this, we're expecting demand from coatings to continue into September.
You mentioned that supply has tightened. What's caused this?
Again, it's a mixture of reasons. Firstly, you've got planned and unplanned production stoppages, then lower imports, and then finally, good demand. So on the production side, Arkema are currently in the middle of a production turnaround at their Rowe, Italy facility. Evonik have a turnaround coming up at Worms in Germany, and that's in September. So straight away, you've got two key players in Europe who are in the middle of preparing for turnarounds, which means that beforehand they will have been preparing stocks, and then during the period of turnarounds they will be fulfilling contractual agreements either from stock or from their other facilities. So straight away you're taking out material from the European market. Added to this, you have Dow at Deer Park in Texas. They have a unplanned production issue. Basically, there are supply constraints upstream for ACN and then upstream for propylene, which means that Dow are running their facility at reduced rates. They confirmed that on the 10th of August, and at that time, there wasn't a clear picture of when normal production would resume. This also has another impact. Because Dow are running at reduced rates, they are also, well, they're said to be buying up material from Brazil and both Asia. So again, that takes away material from the European market because imports are being bought up by Dow as opposed to being directed to Europe. So again, less imports for that reason. Another reason that Europe's getting less imports is back in Q4 last year, there was quite a steep fall in the contract price. The contract price dropped by 220 euros in Q4, and this meant that the European market was priced less attractively for producers outside the region. Throughout the year, we've seen a decrease in material coming in from Brazil and from Asia. Although there is still material in the market from Brazil, it's nowhere near the volumes that we were seeing last year. And at the moment, I'm being told by quite a lot of players that they, you know, it's not priced as attractively as at a higher price, and buyers are only buying that if they really need to at this stage, as supply continues to tighten. And the final reason, as I mentioned, is the demand situation. It's resulted in a number of European producers having low inventory levels. One buyer actually said to me recently that although they've not got any issue getting their contracted volumes, when they went to a producer asking for additional volumes, that's when they incurred an issue and the producer was unable to provide any extra material. However, it did add that it could get that material from elsewhere. So, as I say, it's tighter, but you know, there is still material out there. At the moment, players expect the situation to continue until at least mid-October, with others saying this could continue like this until Christmas time.
Great, well thanks for explaining that, Catherine. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Hurley.